twice to Balochistan Radio London.
To remember my brother Bala Chamari, but also thousands of those Baloch martyrs who sacrificed their lives for our future. We are here to pay respect to those who are languishing in enemies' torture cells for daring to ask for freedom of Balochistan. We are here to salute thousands of those Baloch men, women, youth who stood up to truth and justice. Balach was my blood brother, but the youth are being killed are my ideological brothers. And I equally pay deepest respect to them for their patriotism, loyalty towards their homeland, Balochistan. Balochistan is going through one of the critical phases of its history. The immoral and coward enemy of Baloch nation has started indiscriminate killing of talented Baloch youth such as students, lawyers, doctors and social activists. The enemy's frustration can be judged by the mass murder of Baloch abducted activists in Balochistan and its continued denial of mass arrest of Baloch activists. We are facing an enemy, Pakistan, that has no decency, no value for human lives or for human rights, and no respect for religion. The gruesome murder of 9 Baloch youth on Eid Day, followed by the discovery of a mass grave of 6 other Baloch youth, illustrates the psychological and ethical defeat of the enemy. At this crucial time and point of history, the Baloch people in Balochistan and outside Balochistan need to take a clear stand and unite for a clear purpose. We should not deceive either ourselves or our nation by chanting empty slogans. Unity is must, but for a clear vision. Baloch are sacrificing their lives not for provincial autonomy, not for a greater share in royalties, as some people put it, not for so-called self-determination. Our only demand is withdrawal of occupying forces from Baloch land and independence of Balochistan. I know self-determination is an internationally recognized term which gives a nation the right to choose what they want. The Baloch issue is, however, totally different because the Baloch had opted not to join Pakistan. They chose what they wanted, but that decision had not been respected, and Balochistan had been occupied against the will of the people of Balochistan. A negotiated and peaceful solution to Baloch issue is not impossible, but only under the auspices of international forces, and only if Pakistan gives a time frame to withdraw its troops from Balochistan. If the occupying states continue their atrocities with impunity and the international community remaining silent spectators, Balochistan might just become another killing field like Srebrenica, Halabja, and Rwanda. We need to tell the civilized world loud and clear that we are struggling to regain our independence and that our people are facing death and destruction for asking for one of their basic human rights, freedom. The greatest way to respect Baloch martyrs is to educate the world about their struggle in clear words. Telling confusing stories about Baloch martyrs and distorting the fact tantamount to betrayal against the sacrifices of Baloch martyrs and their families. What I am trying to say is that Baloch martyrs gave their lives for nothing less than independent and democratic Balochistan, and that is what we all should aim for. Finally, I once again pay my humble respect to Martyrs of Liberation Movement and those who are suffering at the hands of enemy for their peaceful democratic struggle for the freedom of Baloch land. These are words from Malcolm X. You can't separate peace from freedom, because no one can be at peace unless he has his freedom. Jo aaj jo zindabad.